great EOD monitor.
EAFW monitor.
Hey, BCW on the I-5 in Lowell.
Hey, BCW.
You probably want to be a little bit longer when you key up on DMR. You want to say, this is NATDF, monitoring statewide one.
I had my radio turned way down. What'd you say?
I said when you're on DMR, you might want to be a little bit longer than that. You might want to say, this is NATDF, monitoring statewide one. Be really slow. Otherwise, people are not going to catch that NATDF if they're on scan.
All right, good point. I also have one more service where I'm at right now, so I'm sure that does not help my signal getting in because I brought my hotspot.
No, you're sounding good. Really good signal. It's not breaking up.
All right, good. Not even on 5G right now. I'm heading towards Oxford. I think I could probably get into Burnside. I should try that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot less data for digital. The only thing you run into is the cellular towers. You know, sometimes you're in between towers and things like that.
Right. I forgot that it's very compressed. I mean, it's kind of convenient. I can just grab my open spot and go. But I'm all about the RF stuff. I'm just on the R7 right now. I didn't feel like grabbing my other radio and putting the antenna out. I'm running a Harbor Freight to get a trash pump because my yard is flooding. My neighbor's yard is flooding. My parents' house is flooding.
Where are you going to put the water? You got to pump it. You got to pump it into the drain.
It's going to have to pump into the farmer's field. It's the only place it can go.
Fun time. How is my signal, by the way? It has me on Detroit, roaming to Detroit instead of Mount Clemens.
You sound fine. He'll pack a drop every now and again, but nothing crazy. I still have to set that up on this radio. I'd like to test it instead of wondering which tower I'm closest to.
Anyways, I'll go by the window. But, yeah, I'm just using an HT right now. So I need to figure out a bigger radio situation for the house.
Yeah, that's why I just bit the bullet and I ordered a mobile. I mean, HTs will do quite a bit, especially with the open spot. But if I want to roll around in the truck, I don't know, who knows? If everyone starts switching to DMR, that might be all I use is an HT and a hotspot.
TFDS. Yeah, I mean, you know how it goes. It waxes and wanes. You know, one moment folks are using DMR, and then they're back to analog, and then they're doing something else. And it's just a circle.
I mean, DBF, I almost put up an HF antenna yesterday. And then I was like, meh, I don't really do that. I miss it, but I don't know what to do on HF anymore. I've got the 705 at the house, so it's like, what am I going to do, really? Try to hunt Toda QRP and get stomped all over?
Yeah, I don't. Well, we have a solar storm, I think. I was reading the NASA weather thing. But, yeah, I've got that radiosity antenna that I haven't even tried yet.
That's like the, kind of like the one I have. Is it a screwdriver or is it sections?
You got to also remember, you know, we're still in that teasing weather situation, so we don't have the good weather yet to go outside and play. You know, like, your yard's flooded. You got more pressing matters, right? And what's the other thing I was going to say? Oh, yeah, so I finally updated the firmware on my FTX1, so I'm happy the WiresX is working now. Or, I mean, I can press the WiresX button, I should say. but that's working pretty good. I haven't done any HF on it yet, though.
So. I'm glad that they're still supporting that thing. That's unlike Yaesu.
You got to love this, though. They came out with a WiresX 2.0 program, you know, for if you want to link your radio to the computer. And it uses IPv6. Supposedly it's backward compatible with the older version of Warrior's X, the 1.57, but people have been having trouble with it. Big networks like Kansas City Wide decided that they're just going to go back to 1.57 because it couldn't get 2.0 to work. So I don't know why they have this splitting version, and it's requiring IPv6 and all kinds of weird stuff. I haven't even delved into it, so I don't know what people are talking about. I don't know what that means yet, but I guess I'll find out today sometime.
I wonder what they're gaining by doing that.
Well, they're trying to modernize. IPv4 suffers from needing ports opened. From what I understand, IPv6 is totally routable, so you don't have that NAT issue like you do. So your ISP will give you an IPv6 like range of IP addresses, and you're totally routable. I'm sure you can still block at the firewall level, but so they're trying to solve a problem of the port forwarding, but not everybody has IPv6, so they're kind of applying Japan logic. I'm sure everywhere in Japan it's IPv6, right? And it doesn't apply to the United States.
I've been hearing for years, we're going to be switching to IPv6, we're running out of IPv4 addresses, yada, 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 and that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, back when I was at Oracle, and we're going way back, like 2003, they appointed one guy. He was like in charge of the IPv6 migration rollout, right? So we were frantically trying to get IPv6 addresses for all of our services internally and all that stuff. And the guy ended up, his project got canned because nobody wanted to switch it. You have a 10 address inside the company. You got plenty of high address ranges. So nobody saw the need of it. This guy didn't know what he wanted. This guy didn't have really a job for a while. Eventually he, I don't know if he quit or got fired or what, but that was his complete project. IPv6, and it never happened.
Nothing like time spent on a project that never comes to fruition or gets finished.
Yeah, this guy, he was really enthusiastic about it. He had presentations. He, really, high level, tried to get everybody on board. I was on board with it because I was worried that my services would stop working. And I had an IPv6 address, but it was never used.
I actually have an IPv6 address from Spectrum that I use, and I can't remember if I have one from Starlink or not.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you do. It's just kind of like background, right? So, your internal network, you're going to use your internal IPs. It's when you get to the gateway, then you might use IPv6. I've seen it happen where I will resolve for, an Ubuntu repository. It will resolve to IPv6. But the cool thing is your prefix outside, is the same inside. You just have a longer string. It's hard to read all those hexadecimal characters, but it's, you're completely on your own subnet internally if you turn on that routing. I just never got into it. I might have to tinker with it with this Warrior's X stuff, but just never had a need to do it.
Yeah, I haven't either, and I only have got my internal network at home. It's only got 75 devices on it, so it's not like I'm running out of addresses, nor do I have the need for it yet.
75 light bulbs, right? I gave myself a 10 dot address internally, so I've got plenty of addresses.
I'm lazy and I never VLAN my IoT, so I've got them all congested on the same network. The only thing I VLAN, I got a gaming VLAN that my computer sits on and a couple other things, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything fancy either. It's all on one network. I should split it up. But I'm like you, I'm just too lazy to do it. Maybe you can automate it. This is one good AI task you could do. It's like, hey, I want to put my light bulbs here. I want to do this there. And write me a script.
The problem I would have is just setting up all the other IoTs again as a network change. That's the reason I haven't done it. Creating the VLAN is easy. But me taking the time to go through and set up all my stuff again, not really interested.
Yeah. I mean, for me, the way I was, at least I planned a little bit.
Yeah, I could do the same, but in reverse, just keep the existing network, make that the IoT, and then VLAN out the other things, which most of them already are. That's why I haven't done it. Like, just, I mean, do I really care if everything's separated?
Yeah, I mean, if you're paranoid, and I mean, it's possible. You have to be a target of interest, I guess. And the worst is going to happen, your lights are going to turn different colors.
Exactly. It's not like I've got anything hosted at my house that's valuable. It's not like I've got any data on my machines that's valuable. If you want to take my code plugs, have at it.
It's all your encryption keys. I need your encryption keys for your DMR.
Yeah, right? Go ahead. I don't even have it. I do need to mess with that, though. Actually, I can't. This Motorola, I'm pretty sure both Motorola's I have, they don't have the entitlement ID. And I can't remember, there's a point where they were banned by DHS to where I can't even get them to work. They changed, I don't know what they did, but basically something in the modem firmware, AES-256, you can't even enable it anymore.
Oh, that's interesting. You can on your, you have that DM32 still, you can enable it there. If you had your Motorola one, you might be able to talk to it still, but I don't mess with that. I did it once to just, like, say I got the T-shirt, so to speak, just to see how it worked, and it's pretty nice. And listening to it on a different radio that doesn't have encryption, it just, it's all garbled.
Yeah, DM32 will just be my burner radio. But I am pulling in the parking lot here. I got to run in and go spend money I don't want to spend, and then I will be back. So I don't know if you'll be monitoring or not, but if you are, I'll catch you in a bit. N8DDF.
All right, good luck. Yeah, I'm going to wake up and do the morning things and get some breakfast. Talk to you later. KF8N.
N8DDF, mobile.
N8DDF, this is N6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee on Statewide 1.
N6WY from N8DDF, good morning.
I heard you out on the road this morning, mobiling. I'm in Shelby Township. We talked, I think, on the C4 FM repeater, the speakers, and that's been a while ago. I do remember your name, call. This is N6WY.
God, that must have been a very long time ago. I haven't had a Fusion radio in at least a year. And even when I had it, I didn't frequent it a whole lot. Name here is Dakota. Your call does sound familiar. But, it's been a long time since I was on that network. And I forgot that I had one more stop to make. I apologize. I'm out and about today. I just had to go pick up a trash pump because the monsoons. And I got to stop at the ATM real quick. So I apologize. I'm going to jump out, but I will be back very soon. N8DBF.
Get your stuff, and talk to you later. N8DBF, this is N6WY.
This is N8DBF, back in the vehicle.
N8DBF, this is in bike. Yeah, whereabouts are you now? Seems like I should look at my display, but I didn't. I got your name and address and everything there, but I think you're in Armada, if I'm not mistaken.
I was in Armada, and then we sold that house and moved out to Elmont. But currently I'm in Oxford. Just got extremely disappointed at Chase Bank. They're closed, and I was unable to withdraw the money I needed to withdraw because there's a withdrawal limit, which they won't tell me. So I kept entering lower denominations to try to get the most I could, and it locked me out of my account and spit the card back out. So don't really know what they expect me to do when they're not open on a Saturday and their ATM won't give me anything more than I think it's $500.
Oh my gosh. that is a bummer. I don't know what my ATM limit is, but I think it's only 400, if I'm not mistaken. Fortunately, I don't ever need that much cash. In fact, I don't think I ever do. I make them accept a check or a credit card for that more than that amount. But sometimes you just need the cash. Like when I bought this radio, I got a good cash deal on it. So I bought it and quite glad I did. The radio here is an Anytone 890, and I'm still programming it.
I never, ever use cash. I cannot stand using cash, but I'm buying something off of a buddy, and he only wants cash. So I said, well, then you're going to have to wait because it's not easy for me to go get that much cash. So 890, I've not seen one of those in the wild yet. How is it? And how did you end up with a cash deal on one already?
You know, I don't know where he lives, but there is an authorized dealer here. And what he did, give me a little bit break on cash, and the shipping. I think the dealer is either in Washington, Rochester Hills or Broomfield Hills. His website says Broomfield Hills. And I think, anyway, it's CQ Radios, CQRADIOS. He's got a website. It's not a Chinese website. It's here in the U.S., here in Michigan. He's an authorized dealer for Anytone.
I did not know that we had someone local that sold Anytone Radio. So he's got inventory in stock?
That is correct. When I bought this radio, he had like 75. And he said they were extremely popular. And I met him at a parking lot. He gave me a break on the sales tax and shipping. It wasn't much of a break, but I got the radio instantly and it worked out.
That's good to know. I had no idea. I've always had to order stuff, which I don't mind. It usually gives you the opportunity to shop around and get a better deal. But I'm also a fan of I want it now, and I can go pick it up, like today, when I just go get a trash pump. Give me one second. I got a call coming in. NA, give me up.
NA, give me up from W8EAP. Who said you could use DMR? Whoops, I forgot to turn my volume up. How's it going?
Are you picking a lane?
Well, on the 4-lane highway, this was the only lane that's open, so there you go. Anywho, are you home or are you driving around?
No, I'm home. I just heard you call out. I was like, oh, that's a place. You're showing up on my display here. I can only put like 2,000 in this radio. This is my Connect Systems 7,000 low HT that I just use for scanning.
I think if you weed out all the other countries and just put Michigan and like nearby states, you'd probably be able to get by with 2,000. like that list that you generated was like 6,000, but I'd say most of those are different countries. But
I guess just Michigan alone would probably be 2,000.
Yeah, if I'm looking at that web page that Fred has there, I could just take all the IDs on there and just put that in my radio.
Yep, that is true.
Anyhow, I thought Dakota might have been out there earlier. I didn't know Dakota had a DMR radio. Maybe it's a new radio that he has. I don't know. Sure, he'll get out there again later. Anyhow, I'm going to get out of here and go back to the other one. So maybe I'll catch you there. WEAP.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'll explain over there. I was charging that radio, so that's why it's off. So I'll talk to you over there. KFADA.
KE8WUO. KE8WUO from NAWRO, Richmond. Nothing heard in NAWRO clear.
BOACD Detroit.
K8BCW Mobile and Lowell.
Severe thunderstorm watch in Macomb County. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, bye-bye.
K8BCW from Harbor Springs.
NAWCB, K8 YNU, this is NAWCB. Good evening to you. I'm sure up on the weather, and I hope you're awake driving home.
Yeah, good evening. I saw the weather. Looks like there's a pretty decent south in Oakland County right now with what they're following.
Yeah, I believe it. I think they even issued a tornado warning for Wayne County, too. There was a cell down near Belleville also. This sure picked up pretty quick here.
Yeah, it did. Are you able to see radar? I'm trying to pull it up.
I have weather fog, and I also have channel 2 at this point.
Alpha 8, Richmond Hotel. This is tornado warning in Wayne County. Yep, we got that. Thank you. Yeah, it's trying to check radar here for moving anywhere. I know Wayne County is under. They said they're here, and then in Oakland as well, south end of the cold.
We're just kind of eye to the sky there to the west right now, kind of looking at radar myself.
Yeah, I'm gonna start my way, I guess, doors for right now and kind of keep an eye on things.
Yeah, honestly, I would. I would at least head north at this point, just judging by the direction of the storm. At least you can get out of the way, especially get up with your family there.
I'm running dog tired. This is what's supposed to happen when I'm running on that pearl sleep.
I believe there might have been a station trying to get in. Go ahead, NAWCB.
NAWRO, just advising Dave that Jeff has started the net and that we're disconnected from Central Michigan on 7.2.
Okay, Jeff, I appreciate that. Appreciate you on talking repeater. And, Did he just say that there is a report of a funnel cloud?
Does anybody know where?
Well, we got the sirens going off in Richmond, for what it's worth.
Yeah, they're going off all over the place. I just was wondering if anybody's got an idea of where.
Jeff, on the radio and saying there was a report of a funnel cloud, so I'm not sure. So if somebody could read up.
All right, I'm mobile, so it'll have to be a 10.
Hey, Tim. Are you still near the radio?
Yeah, copy. I think we should just stand down and let Jeff do his job right now. We got some guys checking in. They shouldn't be checking in. We just want reports of actual wall clouds. I can try to give him a call on the phone if you want.
Yeah, if you can reach out to Jeff, I'm gonna reach out to BCR and have him stand down because he can't do that.
Yeah, a couple of our guys just got overexcited and are transmitting when they shouldn't transmit. So I can give him a call. I think he's got his VoIP line working right now.
No, I appreciate it. Okay.
WAVD. Yeah, I'm mobile, Tim. I'm heading home, but it's going to take me 10-15 to get there. I'll be on DMR only. I don't want to get UHF with me, so if you hear something, please let me know. I mean, if it's up the northeast part of the county is all I care about.
Yeah, mobile as well. At north. Just finished up. Reverse 24 or so.
Yeah, I mean, as long as this isn't the official channel, there was a lot of high-speed cloud action down there about 16 mile 94, but nothing that warranted any alarm. KCK.
Hey, NAWCB is still on jail.
Roger, NAWCB here. We probably should clear, and I'll let you focus on what you need to do in getting home, if that's all right.
Sounds good. They're good. Appreciate you. If you need anything, let me know.
73s and 88s to you and the family. Stay safe. If you need anything, let me know. NAWCB, clear.
I don't think that justified alerting everybody's phones. That was nonsense.
Yeah, it looks more south, like around 8 Mile. I mean, from what the radar showed. If I'm mistaken, I didn't have it in zoomed in enough. KCATJR.
KASCA, 291, on high monitor.
Frequency from us from Wayne County Skywarn, Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel. It's Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel, Dearborn Heights monitoring.
KASCA, also monitoring from South Dearborn Heights.
Anything new on the tornado? I think it must have dissipated by now.
Yeah, it was right over 94 Telegraph area, right between 24 between Van Boer and Beach, but it has since been canceled.
My area, I'm located by Inkster and Annapolis there, near Inkster and Michigan.
Got you. I'm in Telegraph in between Annapolis and Monroe. Didn't get windy or anything over here, but they said to be a spell right above the area. So I was actually at family's when they got called, and I raced home. Saved the puck, but it broke up.
So that's unusual to have one that blows up like that. We were about ready to go downstairs, but I'm going to be heading over to a party over here in a minute. But I just thought I'd see if anything new, because I've never heard of this dead during a tornado warning around here. Even the Ann Arbor repeater is down.
That would explain why there's not much activity on here, I think. But yeah, no, it dissipated. We're good now. I'm sure, as you can see, we're just getting kind of like a light drizzle now. Really no wind at all. So I think we'll be all right until the next thing comes through. They said that one's a little strong, but nothing really to be worried about.
Yeah, I mean, we had a tornado warning here once a couple of years ago, and it was weird because it was raining pretty hard. I mean, the rain was falling horizontal, and there were real high winds, and then all of a sudden it just stopped. And then I heard the tornado sirens going off, and we were about ready to take the dogs downstairs. And after a few minutes, they canceled the warning.
Yeah, I think I remember the one you were talking about. Couple years back, it was raining sideways. It was real windy, and all of a sudden, everything got real quiet and eerie. And yeah, that's when you knew to worry. I wasn't on here at that point, but yeah, I think we had the closet cleaned out and was ready to go in there with dog and try and hunt it out. But I'm just glad that you called it off for the night. We seem to be good now.
Oh, it was a good fight, but then again, it is, I guess it is Easter Sunday and all, or Easter Saturday, and so everybody, you know, everybody's off doing something, and they didn't bring their radio with them, I guess.
Yeah, I always carry my mobile, and I turned it on as soon as I was out in Western Wayne, like bordering Ipsy, and I didn't hear anything out there. I was connected to Ann Arbor repeaters, and I heard absolutely nothing, but that makes sense to turn it down. But as soon as I could reach the deer part of the Detroit repeater, I heard a couple people chatting, but nobody from NOAA on. Apologies, I didn't realize that the channel was closed now and never got the notification. All right, copy that. Hey, okay. Clear. Okay, FCA, just to be clear, is that a moderator that told us to keep the nonsense off? Because I'm checking my notifications here on email, and I don't see anything clearing the channel for official use. Just looking for some clarification if you're a moderator. Right, I abide by the rules when the admins send out emails shutting on the channel, but no communication was sent out. So I am using common sense here. 73 to you, please state your call sign per regulation. KFA clear.
My call sign's on the display. KFA to.
Real profession. Have a nice night. KFA. Just so everyone's aware, NOAA has cleared the entire state of any threat event. Okay, that's okay, clear. KASKA 2 Alpha Alpha 8 Whiskey Hotel. If you're still online and want to chat, give me a call up here. Hopefully, Kilo Frank 8 Sam David. Is okay with it now since it's already been over. K8FCA, look forward to talking to you again, sir.